Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. This is our part two review of our chapter 70 entitled The Least of These My Brethren on this Sabbath, May 8th, 2021. This is our lesson 329. And our Tiny Tots song is entitled More About Jesus, and our dear brother will be the one to share it with us.
More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own, more of his kingdom sure increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the Tiny Tots, by the help of their parents or older sibling, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. Come.
Lord, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Ethan. Well, dear ones, the announcement that we always have for the Tiny Tots section, by God's grace, there is some little quotes from the Review and Herald that it will pick up on where we have left off on creation. And we are going to try to send it to the elders and also the parents so we can prayerfully see if the Lord will allow us to continue our study for the little Tiny Tots. So a document will be sent to the parents and also the elders, and I pray that by God's grace, we may come to an agreement to continue resuming their study on creation by God's grace. So, dear parents, if you have any input on subjects that you would like the children to be able to learn, you can send an email to the elders or even send an email to me, and then we will be able to prayerfully ask the Lord in prayer how to be able to proceed. I'm remembering this beautiful title of a song that our dear brother had shared with us. A little walk with Jesus, make it all right. A little walk with Jesus, make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus, make it right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise God, you'll always find a little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. Our opening hymn is entitled, To God Be the Glory, and our dear brother is going to help with the singing, our dear brother Josh.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus our pardon receive. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him
the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But pure and high and greater will be a wonderful transport when Jesus we see.
Praise the Lord,
let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Amen. Welcome to all the brethren that are just coming in. If anyone of the older siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts and come before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Again, thank you for bringing us safely through the week. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come together to worship you. May your spirit continuously be with us all, wherever we may be, all around the world. May we continue to search into your words, dear Father God, not just today together on your Sabbath day, but every day, dear Father, may we come and sit and sap with you. May you please continue to be with us in a special way. Lead us and guide us. Put your healing hands, dear Father, if it be your will, upon all who are sick and afflicted in any way. And may you please give us a blessed rest. We thank you and we love you. Please forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body. I pray, dear Father, that you will open up our understanding, our hearts and our minds, so that we may receive wondrous things out of thy word. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Thank you, dear sister. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 63, 1 through 5 from the King James Version, and is a memory song as well. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, your comments, or anything you would like to share on this first part of our new lesson, The Least of These, My Brethren, in our study book, Desire Ages, let us review our study from last Sabbath. This is just a clue. The scene is continual in the Mount of Olives as Jesus was speaking to the disciple. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 637. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from one another. Thus Christ on the Mount of Olives pictured to his disciples the scene of the great judgment day. And continuing on the next slide, please. And continuing, and he represented its decision as turning upon one point. When the nations are gathered before him, there will be but two classes, and their eternal destiny will be determined by what they have done or have neglected to do for him in the person of the poor and the suffering. And on the slide, it shows two classes, a picture. It says the sheep and the goats, and it shows a picture of both. And that was taken from Desire of Ages, page 637, paragraph 1.
Okay, go ahead.
The Desire of Ages, page 637. In that day, Christ does not present before men the great work he has done for them. In giving his life for their redemption, he presents the faithful work they have done for him. To those whom he sets upon his right hand, he will say, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom, be prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat." Next slide, please. Oh. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And there's the picture. I'm continuing. I was thirsty and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger and ye took me in. Naked and ye clothed me. I was sick and ye visited me. But those whom Christ commended know not that they they have been ministering unto him to their
perplexed
and
in grief,
he answers as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Desire of Ages, page 637, paragraph 2.
Mrs. Savitt, continuing. Jesus had told his disciples that they were to be hated of all men, to be persecuted and afflicted. Many will be driven from their homes and brought to poverty. Many will be distressed through disease and privation. Many will be cast into prison. To all who forsook friends or home, for his sake he had promised in this life a hundredfold. Now he assured a special blessing to all who should minister to their brethren. As you will minister to me, so ye are to minister to them. This is the evidence that you are my disciples. Desire of Ages, page 637, paragraph 3.
The Desire of Ages, page 638. All who have been born into the heavenly family are in a special sense the brethren of our Lord. The love of Christ binds together the members of his family. However that love is made manifest there, the divine relationship is revealed. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 4:7. On the corner slide on the left, it says, 1 John 4:7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Is that or ages?
Continuing, those whom Christ commends in the judgment may have known little of theology, but they have cherished his principles. Through the influence of the divine spirit, they have been a blessing to those about them. Even among the earthen are those who have cherished the spirit of kindness. Before the words of life had fallen upon their ears, they have befriended the missionaries, even ministering to them at the peril of their own lives. On this side, I can't see that. I can only see the bottom one, sorry. Just like
Cornelius,
Caesarea, Joppa, and I really can't see the top one.
It's okay. It's the repetition of we all will go before the judgment seat of Christ. Thank
you. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. Among the heathen are those who worship God ignorantly. Those to whom the light is never brought by human instrumentality, yet they will not perish. Though ignorant of the written law of God, they have heard his voice speaking to them in nature, and have done the things that the law required. Their works are evidence that the Holy Spirit has touched their hearts, and they are recognized as the children of God. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 638, paragraph 2. And continuing on the slide. How surprised and gladdened will be the lowly among the nations and among the heathens to hear from the lips of the Savior. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of these least of my brethren, ye have done it unto me. How glad will be the heart of infinite love as his followers look up with surprise and joy at his words of approval. Desire of Ages, page 638, paragraph 3. And on the slide, it gives a verse of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, King James Version. He that had pity on the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And also it says there, then they will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and not help you? And I can't see what that is taken from, but what? Amen.
Amen. So let us consider the verse for our review section, taking from Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 from the King James Version. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So what have we learned in ways we have grown? We have reserved the sixth question of our study. I hope and pray you have had little time to be able to answer. If not, we still have a chance to be able to go back on the slide if you have any question on any of these six. For those that will be listening on the phone or any other device, if you cannot see the presentation, I will read it out for you. The first one is, who is the main character or characters in the story? Second one, what is the main idea for this section of our story? The third one, where did the story take place? The fourth, when did the story begin? Number five, how could you relate to the story? Number six, what did you learn from this lesson? And if you can't place it in the room, you can pick up the mic and share it. And even if there is no question here that you would like to be able to answer from the story, you can be able to do so as well. So if anyone of the dear little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, if you would like to pick any one of the questions, you could be able to place it in the room so we can at least know who's the one that's going to do the first one to the sixth.
The answer to question one is, who is the main character? Is Jesus and his disciples.
The main idea for this section of the story is that we all have to go in front of the judgment seat in the last days, and there will be two classes of people, those that have done things according to the word of God and those who have not. And we see that those two classes are represented as the sheep and as the goat. And that's what I would like to add for number two. The story took place, as we know, at the Mount of Olives. That was the answer for number three.
Amen. And the Garay's family also in agreement. It says the Mount of Olives was the place. Continuing with number four, anyone else? Oh, I'm sorry, number five, dear ones.
No, Titi Rosie, you were right. Number four, when did the story begin, is the next one up.
Thank you, dear sister.
The answer to number four is when Christ told of him and the angels coming in his glory.
Well, good job. So we are in number five. How could you relate to the story, dear ones?
We can relate to the story in our everyday walk. In the things that we do in our homes, in the things that we do in our community, in how we are representing God to each and every aspect of our lives, we have to make sure that we are doing it according to His glory and His grace.
Anybody else would like to be able to add to what the story in relation to their every day, or also what they have learned? Come, Ethan.
I want to add on is when God tells you something to do, you have to do it. You can't just do something else. And that's how, and then when you do something else, then you're not following God, and then you might get something wrong.
So much there, Ethan. Anybody else would like to relate to the story? May you unmute your mic? Thank you. Praise God. Well, in the area for myself, how could I relate? In the type of job that I do, by going to different places and different families, I also was so glad to be able to share with individuals that may not have heard the message or not acquainted with the Bible or any of the story, but you could see the kindness that they have and the attentiveness for them to be able to do anything when it comes to relating to Christ. And they are being drawn truly by the Holy Spirit. And also God is the one that impresses them to be able to be awakened when it comes to doing anything for the Savior. And I'm so grateful that our story had mentioned them, because these are people that a lot of people may not acknowledge because they are ignorant of the gospel. But God has a lot of people around the world that have not yet received the message, but they are being drawn by the Father through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. That is how I have related to the story. It's number 6. What did you learn from this lesson, dear ones?
You never know in your walk of life how a simple act of kindness could bless someone, not just one, but maybe an entire family. So, and even though we are laboring for the Lord in his vineyard, and sometimes we may not see the fruits of the work that we're doing, nothing is left unseen in the eyes of the Lord. So don't be discouraged. Keep on going to work in the Lord's vineyard. And in the day of judgment, we will see how each and every one of these little acts of kindness, how these little acts of self-sacrifice will be rewarded in the eyes of the Lord. And not just for us in the self-reward, but in also in blessing others as well.
Amen. Stand in agreement, dear one. And also, dear family that I share, I learned that it's very important to show we have Jesus in our hearts by helping others. Amen. But not in the sense of being seen by others, but just as an impression of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, dear ones, we have answered the 6 questions. I would like to share a poem, dear ones, and this one is taken from the Family Bible Lesson Year 3, Quarter 4, Lesson 3 from page 33, entitled, He First Loved Us. This is from the Children Activity Book, Sunlight Education Ministry of the Home Schooling from the Bible. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Come and obey the Savior's voice. Come now and make this happy choice. He will not turn your prayer aside while you in truth in him confide. Amen.
Amen. He left the realms of shining day and down to earth hasted away. He bore our griefs. He bled. He died. For us, the Lord was crucified.
O matchless love, so great, so free, the love he bore for you and me, shall not our hearts within us move, responsive to his tender love?
Oh yes, our hearts, though hard must feel, touched by his melting love and zeal, our ransomed powers are all his own. We humbly bow before his throne.
O blessed Savior, make us thine, our signs forgive, our thoughts refine. Make us reflect thine image here, and save us when thou shalt appear.
Then in thy kingdom, all divine, we shall as stars forever shine, and share thy joy and sing thy praise. And this to everlasting days. Sorry, I didn't see that. Amen.
Amen. And this to everlasting days. Indeed, what a promise. If you have any testimony you would like to be able to share, or anything you would like to share at this very moment, we only have a few seconds. I hope I'm not over. Oh, yes, I'm over. May you preserve your testimony at the end of the sermon and do not want to hold anything back. So next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part two of a lesson entitled The Least of These, My Brethren, in our study book, Desire Ages. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to close our review section with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
If we could all bow again and come before our Lord, our Father which art in heaven again, thank you for giving us this reminder this morning, dear Father God, of your loving and infinite mercies upon our lives. It is a prayer answered, a question answered about those who may not have had an understanding of your written word. But praise God that to the uttermost, you speak to them, you work through them, through nature, through songs. It's such a blessing and a relief to the heart, dear Father, to know that you give opportunity for everyone to come unto you, dear Father. Those that are in remote places, those that we may not have contact with. Truly, it is a heart situation, and only you know. And thank you for being a God of love and mercy. Thank you for answered prayers. I pray, Lord, that you continue to go before us, dear Father. Continue to put a spirit within us to be obedient to your will. Help us, dear Father, to keep looking up, to keep our eyes stayed upon you. Please heal us in a way only you can heal us. You know every single one of our maladies. You know all of our worries. You know all of our cares, our burdens. And we thank you that we don't have to carry them alone. We may not be able to come together physically, but if we could just please reach out and just say thank you, dear Father, for the wonderful opportunities that you bestow to us day in and out. The very one of waking us up this morning and having us here together. We thank you, Lord. Words cannot exclaim. May we continue to praise you in action and not just mere words. May we continue to serve you, to help one another, to love one another, to teach one another. Water and be watered according to your perfect will. May you be with all of our endeavors, each and every one of them. You know the end from the beginning and you know the fruits of all. Help us, dear Father God, not to be disappointed when our plans don't go according to our devising, but to know that every plan that you devise for our lives, dear Father, is perfect, and help us to rest in that. We thank you and we love you in all things. Forgive us for where we have fallen short. Forgive us for where we have doubted. And forgive us for where we haven't had time to sit and sap with you. But please help us, dear Father God, to continue to dig into your words of truth and inspiration. Be with Elder Rob and all the speakers here today, dear Father God. Be with the congregation near and far, dear Father. We thank you and we love you. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Beautiful prayer. Praise God. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with our lesson 330, from our new chapter 70 entitled The Least of These, My Brethren, Part 2, and that will be held May 15, 2021. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, dear one, and may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, leaving you Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, and especially unto them who are of the household of faith. May you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.
Bye.